today. Hopefully you're feeling amazing. Hopefully you're feeling positive. Hopefully you feel like you just can't stop and you won't allow anybody to get in your way, because that is an amazing feeling. And it's rare that you would have that feeling every single day. So when you don't, you need to find a way to keep moving forward. And that's why in this episode, I'm going to talk about what I think is the key to success. And I say this is what I think because I'm not successful yet. Some may look at me and think, well, you are successful. You've kind of achieved what your goal was, ultimately to leave a job, to run a business full time. And that was just one of the steps along the way for me. And that's it, I guess, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, and I guess as a human in general, really, we never really get to where we want. If you were to win like £1 million today, then tomorrow you would probably want another million. You know, we just aren't able to settle as humans. And so going back to kind of what I was saying, I think that the key to success is consistency. And it sounds so simple, you know, just the word consistency. When you think about it, you think, well, that's easy. Just got to keep doing what I'm doing. That's not hard. But that's wrong. Because being consistent is hard. Being consistent at something that is hard is hard. Simple as that. But providing you can keep being consistent, then ultimately you will get to where you want to be and you will achieve what you want to achieve. And I think it's that simple, but it's not that simple. So the kind of reason why this is at the front of my mind for this podcast episode is because for the last, I would say, maybe 6 months, I've kind of been considering as to whether this is the right path for me in terms of this business. Not in terms of whether business is right for me, because I know for a fact that I've never once thought about giving up on anything related to business. I love business. I love providing value. I love finding problems and trying to solve them. But the real trick for me is finding the right venture, finding the right business concept. And that's where I kind of get these limiting beliefs in my mind. And so yesterday, I was talking to a friend, and I do a little bit of work for him in terms of Amazon advertising for his business. And I consider this person to be successful. He probably doesn't consider himself to be that successful. I mean, he probably does think it somewhat, but he's probably nowhere near where he wants to be. But he's way ahead of me, way, way, way ahead of me. Not just in terms of like the revenue of his business, not just in terms of his business as a whole, but in terms of his knowledge as well. And so this is a person that when I talk to, his comments and his advice has weight to it, because I see this person as being successful. And so I was telling him about my business, and I was telling him about, you know, the areas where I think I can improve or the areas where I'm struggling. And so it kind of got to a point where I said to him that I'm thinking about another idea. And this idea can kind of relate to what I'm already doing, but it was kind of an offset to it as well. So it may well have been a separate business. And he said to me, why are you telling me this? Are you thinking about starting a new business? And I said, not as such. I think it's something I can offer alongside my current business, or I would set up a separate business. But the reason that I'm thinking about this is because I am massively frustrated with some of the aspects of my current business. And we can go over that in another episode, where I kind of dig deeper into the structure of my business. But yeah, so he said, why are you telling me this? Are you thinking about starting a new business? And I said, no, but ultimately I am frustrated. And he said to me, if I changed business every time I got frustrated, I wouldn't be where I am now. And that was just kind of like that comment hit me hard, you know? It was kind of like, wow, that is so true that he would say that. Because I know that he's been through a lot of tough times. I know that he's had a lot of challenges, way, way tougher than what I'm having. And yet he's just cracked on. And then he said, if you keep going forward and keep pushing forward no matter what, you will be a much better entrepreneur in 10 years. And that was the one that really hit me. That was the one that was like, wow, I didn't think of it like that. And I do try to think long term, but ultimately it's when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to see the wood for the trees. It's hard to see outside looking in. And that was just like a big, hard-hitting comment for me, because I think that's so true. The key to success has to be consistency. That is it. I mean, I say it's such a simple word, but it's so difficult at the same time. It's just like, that has to be it. The key to success has to be consistency. Because as my friend said, if you keep going forward, you'll be a much better entrepreneur in 10 years. And whether I'm successful with this specific business right now doesn't matter, because in 10 years, providing I keep moving forward, then I'll be in a much better position to maybe launch a different business. But I'll have that knowledge. And the thing is, the knowledge doesn't just come from knowing the skills of running the business. The knowledge comes from being able to control the thoughts you get in your mind. So of course I'm getting all these thoughts about, is this the right thing for me? You know, do I set up something else on the side? How do I approach this? You know, do I work with these kind of clients and so on? Well, ultimately that doesn't really matter, because in 10 years time I will know the answer to all of those things, and I'll be able to push forward no matter what I do, because those are just tiny little obstacles and tiny little mind games really that my brain is playing on me. So yeah, a lot of profound statements from my friend. And it was another one that he said a couple of years ago actually, which has stuck with me to this day. And I'm not sure he would remember it if he listens to this podcast, but he said to me, just don't stop. It was those three words, just don't stop. And they were so profound in that moment to me that, you know, if I thought about stopping, I wouldn't be where I am now, I guess. So it really is as simple as saying, as simple as just don't stop. And I know it's hard ultimately, but that is it really is. If you think about it long term, it's just don't stop. Just keep going. Just keep making mistakes. Because ultimately it's not the end destination that makes you successful. It's the experiences, the knowledge, the mental toughness, the grit, and the determination you've kind of developed along the way. Because we always look back at things and think, oh, that was great, or that was hard. And the things that are the hardest are always the things that you think were the most fulfilling. So yeah, I guess I'll leave this podcast episode at that, because that is probably the most powerful thing that I can think of right now, is that the tasks that we achieved in the past that were the most challenging are ultimately the ones we look back and think that were the most fulfilling. And so the answer is, just don't stop. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how challenging it is, just don't stop, and then you should become successful. I guess we'll find out, because I have to live off these words now. They're out there in the open, and in 10 years' time, if I haven't made it, then feel free to call me whatever you want. Feel free to ridicule me, because then that's only my own fault. I've put it out there. I need to live off these words. And I need to just not stop. So as I say, if you're feeling great today, go get it. And if you're not feeling great today, well, just don't stop, just go get it still. Have a good day.